Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim Klal Lamed Aleph, Simon Yutes, and we're going to do it outside. So he deals with a situation where there's only one Kohen available, and the Kohen is behind the davening. He's in Sukkah Zimron, he's in Berachas Kriya Shema, he's in Shemar Esrei. So what do? We have a chiyuv to call the Kohen, but he's in a place where he's not supposed to be mafsik. So if he's in Pesukah de Zimra, the halacha is that we call him up. We're allowed to call him up, and preferably he's trying to get to a stopping point before, preferably between Bein HaProkim, or at least the end of a thought and a pasuk, and he will go up and get his aliyah. If he's holding in Kriya Shema or in Birchas Kriya Shema, we do not call him up lechatchila. You should not call him up lechatchila. According to the Chayyotim, Mishnah Berurah actually holds that in that situation, we could call him up lechatchila. If we do call him up, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, the luck is that he doesn't go up. Okay, so there's a pagam involved. People think that there's something wrong with him. He's not a kosher kohen. People see he's middle of davening, and then he's not going up because he's middle of davening. The Ramah says no, that if we call him up, he goes up. So, and we follow the minhag of Ramah, that he would go up. A situation where he was called up, those go up. If there's another kohen available, obviously they should give it to the other kohen. If there's another kohen available, according to Mishnah Berurah, even lechatchila, we call him up. Now, when he does go up, we mentioned before that normally the halacha is that a person is supposed to read along with the Balkar, right? See, here's an exception. In this situation, he should just listen to the words of the Balkar reading from the Sefer Torah, and he himself should just be quiet and not say, to minimize the hefsik that he's doing in the Kriya Shema, we're going to allow him to be mafsik to say the brachas, the baruch, and the brachas before and afterwards, but he should not read along. During Pesukah Zimra, he would read along. Now, we have a halacha when a person interrupts in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Excuse me. He interrupts in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. If he waits too long, the interruption lasts too long, he has to go back to the beginning. So over here, the halacha is that's not so. Even if the interruption was a long interruption, in the time it's called Kedei Ligmar Kuloi, be enough time to say all the Birchas Kriya Shema from beginning to end during the time that he was had the pause. So he does not go back to the beginning. He goes back to where he was before. If he's holding middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he does not go up. And there there's no chashash of Pagam, because that's obvious for everybody, even according to the Ramah, that's obvious everybody that he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The reason why he's not coming up is not because he's posel. The reason why he's not coming up is because he can't go up, he's in the middle of davening. The case the Chayyim does not talk about is a case where we need him to be Balkare. He's holding the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, and there's nobody else in the Tadal lane. So the luck is, in that situation, because of the covenant of the Sefer Torah, that shouldn't be sitting there and waiting for somebody to be the Balkare, so he's allowed to interrupt. We find that there are scenarios where a person is allowed to interrupt in Birchas Kriya Shema, Maker Din, because of covenant issues. So for covenant of the Sefer Torah, he's allowed to interrupt and to lane. And again, preferably to try and get to a point where he's allowed to be, he can minimize the hefsek. Now, the next question which he deals with, on a day where there's a fast day, and they call up the kohen, and the kohen is only kohen there, but the kohen is not fasting. So, we should not call the kohen. Sorry, we should not call the kohen up in that situation because he's not fasting. And you can call Yisrael in his place. We're not worried about the begam because we say people understand that sometimes there's a reason why people are not fasting, etc. And probably it's not because he's pogam; it's because he's
they're not calling him up, they're calling somebody else instead, is because he's fasting. But preferably, in that situation, we would prefer that the kohen just step out before the beginning of laning. So when we come to call up someone for an aliyah, there's no kohen there to call up. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim deals with the following point. So why can't we call him up? Let's say a Bahab. So we're laning on the day anyway. The specific parsha, which is designated to lane, is not ma'akiv in the Bidiyavit situation over here. So he's chayiv and kriyas atar like everybody else. So the fact that they're actually having 10 people fasting and they're laning by Yechal instead of the weekly parsha should not preclude him from getting an aliyah. By a Tanya Seber, which falls out on a Monday or Thursday, so it'd be the same thing. If the Tanya Seber falls out on the other days of the week, which there's not a regular kriyas atar, then we would have an issue. Or even if it falls out on Monday or Thursday, by Mincha, we would have an issue. Because that's a special kriya because of the tainus, which he's not fasting. But in regards to the morning, we do not have an issue, and we could actually rely on that. Okay. One last point. In the case where Kohen's an oval, and there's no minyan in his house, he came to shul, but an oval should not get an aliyah, because the yisrael of kriya satara is for the purpose of being a form of limud haTorah, and the Avul is not supposed to be learning. So the Avul should not get an aliyah. Even on Shabbos, during the Shiva, preferably the Avul should not get an aliyah. Unless it would be a situation of Avul Befrasa, if he's only Kayan in the Shul, and he's an Avul, he doesn't get an aliyah, so people say, what's going on? Because of Avul, so he's being knowing Avul, which is visible publicly on Shabbos, which is also to do. The Rebbe Tam used to get Shlishi every single week, and during his week of sitting Shiva, he did so as well, because he felt if he would not take Shlishi that week, that would be called Avelis Befrahasya, doing a public display of Avelis. But otherwise, a person who's a novel should not get an aliyah. People know he's a novel, so not on Shabbos, on a Monday, Thursday, there'd be no problem not calling the kohen up. But even in that situation, would be preferable that he should step out of the shul before Kriyas HaTorah. Have a good morning.